Thai Prime Minister Abhisit Vejjaviva said today he is committed to national reconciliation, but made no offer of fresh elections 2 days after troops quelled the worst political violence in modern Thai history. In his comments made in a nationally broadcast address, Abhisit said authorities have restored order in Bangkok, where soldiers overran an encampment of red-shirt protesters on Wednesday after a week of street fighting. Dr. Charles Montianvecchian Chai is a lecturer at St. John's University in Bangkok. He spoke with Kelsey Brennan Wessels about the Prime Minister's address.
Most of these 5 points were offered as the original compromise that the red shirts rejected earlier, although the one point that may not come to pass will be an early election in November. But the essential point is that he will try his best anyway to move the country forward together, whether they're red shirts, yellow shirts, or no shirts, or multicolored shirts. So the reconciliation rhetoric, as it were, will go forward. But how this actually translates into reality, we'll need more time to assess that.
Why did he withdraw his offer for the November elections?
I think it's because his coalition partners do not agree with that yet. The senior advisor of the party, Banhan Siapaasha, said that a November election date may be premature considering the destruction that had been wrought on both the infrastructure of the city as well as the structure of society. So he's suggesting that the country may need a little bit more time to heal before a fair and free election can be conducted without all the emotional anger and hurt that has prevailed for the past 2, 3, 4 days.